for about, what, almost a decade.
Right.
And so, again, I'm your new assessor. I wasn't even going to look at this. I didn't even know how to do income valuation. I will be honest with you. He's the one that,
right,
that talked me into doing this. And so that's why we've done all these motels. And when we came in, Kenny here is my expert, and he does rate these properties for cost.
Mm-hmm.
And he does put in obsolescence. He can describe to you what he does. But all these things are part of the cost. And so that's why I thought it was interesting that his cost and my income are at least getting us in the $3 million range. Now, because no one knew how or even went and reassessed the properties, that's why it never changed.
Right. So, and this is a conversation that I've had with Gail, that I would agree that historically his values were favorable. I would agree with that. So what I did on page 4, and this is the same for all of the hotels and all the packages that I presented, is I went through and I did a stabilized income approach without taking into account the COVID-19 pandemic. So I didn't even consider year-end 20 income. So what I did was I did a stabilized income approach, arrived at a value of roughly $3.5 million, and then I applied that 30% HVS impairment that was referenced on page 2 to get to my impaired value of $2.4 million, which is actually very close to my page 3 pro forma.
So you and I are actually pretty much in the same spot when you had $3.4 million. It's just the way you're interpreting it. But the reason when I asked Mr. Meyer when we started all this process, I said, can you give me 5 years? Because I was trying to stabilize it, so to speak, the only way I thought I could do it. But then what I ran into with all these other motel owners is so many of them have only had the motels 3 years, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and that's the ones
and
I
so,
have, yeah.
You know, and I said to Gil, well, I could just throw out, you know, 2020 for the COVID and just do it based on the other. It's a bad business year. He's like, you can't do that. And he was right. And so that's why we added it back in, and so many people are coming down. But the reason he's not coming down and he went up is because we've not been there in so long to actually assess.
But you can't make up for previous assessments that were wrong. You can't.
I'm not trying to make up. My job is to actually find the true value of his structure.
Right, and I completely understand that. And
we
disagree with the true value.
And you pointed that out in your argument that it was you came up with 3.4 also.
What did the cost approach come out?
It's the one you have on your.
It's 3.4.
That's just the cost approach. Okay.
Yeah, and then the income approach brings them to 3,662,182 if we do it the same way I did everybody. And like I said, after I had talked to Mr. Meyer, I had put in the 10% FF&E. So he was right. I was missing that when I originally started talking to him. But honestly, I got confused when we got to the quality end because he said for 3 years in a row it was a money loser and I had nothing. And so I can't say the structure's worth zero.
Right, no, I agree with you on that one.
Okay, so you see where I got caught here, and that's why I thought, well, it's best to come here and let them help us decide.
The problem I see is, let's say that we had a non-COVID year or whatever, it's just that it hasn't been evaluated, and it's been the same for 8 years, right?
I know, but to jump that significant of an amount in 1 year,
we don't have that luxury.
We do have that discretion because there are massive jumps.
It's not a basis that I don't think we can use.
I mean, because it's not just this one hotel. There's evidently others that have jumped significantly, and
I would say the vast majority of the appeals that I have, at least, the values stay flat. The assessed values as for the 2021 valuation stayed flat from the 19 revaluation.
Okay.
So
The assessments, the assessor had held the assessments the same from the 19 revaluation on a few of these.
Except for this one?
There's a couple more.
No, all of them have been held since, like, 2007, 2009. They've just been stuck. Like, I don't think people actually knew. I know they didn't know how to do the income valuation, but we actually didn't physically go out and reassess until this year. Not since 2007
that's
or 9.
That's where I'm that I think that they haven't done this in 10 okay. years. There is going to be an increase.
Just a lot of changes.
If they sell
well, but we also had the exemptions.
On the flip side, I figured that maybe the income approach would help bring down the value as it has with the other provinces because of the COVID.
You in there.
Right.
19.
So,
but,
you know.
One more thing.
Yes. But I mean, in other words,
a lot of these had BOEs from the past, 2009. And they stacked them one on top of another, too. So they were just
well, there was a, yeah, so traditionally, if it was set by the BOE, it wasn't touched for quite a while. So that is,
that here's never been the BOE.
That one there's never been the BOE. But, you know, I don't see, I mean, just because there needs to be an increase start to happen at some point, says somebody, I guess. Because, I mean, I know a lot of hotels that don't, I mean, like, as far as the cost approach, they don't sell better today than what they did 10 years ago in a lot of regards. So this isn't residential housing. I know there's a lot of hotels that in Branson that are way worse than what they were. I would hope that the Meyer hotels are kept in good order, but I just can't justify the increase, the mass amount of increase coming off the worst year ever.
And one comment I did want to make is...
Because we would have... Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Because we would... I mean, I was in here when we were dealing with, even years after the 08 crash, we were still dealing with all these valuations coming off of the crash, and we adjusted values on these.
Mm-hmm.
For hotels, last year was 2008.
Yeah.
And to see an increase in 2021, I mean, and I understand you're trying to do your job. I'm not harping on that. You're trying to do your job to get this basis to move up to the, our percent of valuation. But that's just a significant jump. I don't know what the answer is, you know, somewhere between 2.8 and 3.4, but...
So one thing I did want to note is that, you know, something that we anticipate, something that the hotel owners even acknowledge and anticipate is that whatever, you know, if there are reductions made on these hotels, and this is the case for across the country, that they don't anticipate these values holding like they have in the past because there are going to be incremental increases. As vaccination rates increase, more governments open up that they don't close down, more people start feeling more comfortable traveling. They do anticipate that their assessments will go up. That's agreed upon. But the fact that an assessor is not recognizing the value impairment that the COVID-19 pandemic has had on the hotel industry as of 1/1/21 is where they are getting confused and frustrated. So, for example, in St. Charles County and Platte County, they had basically each applied roughly a 20% adjustment from the prior value, negative, to account for the COVID adjustment. The Polk County, Iowa, which is Des Moines, they did a 30% adjustment. Douglas County and Sarpy County, Nebraska, which is Omaha, they did a 25% adjustment. So a lot of these large metropolitan areas are accounting for the fact that these values were impaired. And there are, I can list a few other counties that are doing that are smaller. Those are just ones that come to mind. And we have had a few hotels that we represent appraised as of 1/1/20
uh-huh.
and as of 1/1/21. One hotel was an Embassy Suites attached to a conference center, and the value drop from 1/1/20 to 1/1/21 was 50%. And now that's because they rely on large group business, and that's going to be one of the last things to come back. Then we had a Courtyard appraised in the same county. That one only had a 30% drop in value because they don't rely on the large group business like the NBC Suites did attached to the conference center. So there are going to be some variations in the drop of values, you know, from the type of hotel it is and the location.
Well, and Mr. Willer, I wish we did have an appraisal in this particular one so that I could, it makes our job a lot easier.
Right.
But we don't, I guess.
Well, what I can tell you is that if, you know, we do go to the STC and we do get appraisals, I would venture a bet that my value to be pretty close, or if not higher, than what an appraiser would render.
I could see that. I was just trying to look it up. I don't have it, but I did get a letter from the hotel association stating that their values were down significantly across the board with hotels. I'm not telling anybody anything that anybody doesn't know. They are down. It's interesting that other counties are lowering for that because, frankly, outside of all the reassessment stuff, COVID year last year at the end of BOE, I knew that we would be dealing this year, except I was expecting we would be coming in and asking for a 20%, reduction on the base amount. And I thought that's what our docket would be full of.
Right.
And that's a hard decision to make. I mean, I don't know what that looks like. But here, I mean, would you have an issue with having them at the 2020 value on this hotel?
I do have an issue because, again, he has been riding the same assessment value for a decade, and other people in the county, other motel owners, have been paying based on more recent amounts. And so, like, for instance, the Clarion, it sold for $6,400,000, and they have a value, and it's much higher. And so I did take into account the COVID. That's why I included that. I asked for 3 years, and I included the COVID year. I'm not just saying, that's the bad business cycle, and hopefully next year things will be better. But Mr. Meyer himself pointed out that some of his motels were doing better than others, and he said everyone that has a motel near the lake was doing bigger business than ever before. And so only way I could think of to do this was to do this income approach, including their COVID, and as you've seen from everyone that's come through already, their values went down, and they were happy. But they were also closer to their cost value because their motel was built or had been sold.
Yeah, and I know you've worked with some on that, and they did go down.
Keep referring to the Clarion. When did that Clarion sell?
2018. I got that paper if you want. I got the signed sales letter.
No, that's fine. It's 2018 was, by and large, the best year on record for the lodging industry across the country, and that's a pre-COVID sale.
Right.
That any appraiser would not give it consideration.
And a current.
But I also have.
It wouldn't be held as far as anything.
I've got an ad right now, current, for the Branson Towers, and it says that it's Branson's coming back strong, and they're asking, I believe, $6.5 million for it.
What they're asking for and what they get.
Right, what they get, but it's still up in that higher range.
It is a value. And we obviously were in the business of selling Branson and Taney County, so we are always shifting the positive on a lot of things. So, but a reality is yes, there were some businesses that bounced back strong, and I know the hotels ended out last year decent, but they had a bad year.
Okay, you got 3,472 on the cost approach. What did your income approach come out as?
3,662,182.
Okay, and what is it? What was the 3,1 figure you had given me earlier? Was that something that you'd give me? I thought there was something 3,1.
No, it's okay. The one that's atop. The one that's on your paper, 3,472,536, is our cost approach. And Kenny did these. That's why he's here. He did all of these appraisals, and he brought other people with him. And then I just gave you the income.
I'll let you do your math, but was this increase, was it just a base index increase?
No, it was just a reevaluation.
No.
What if we took the index of 2-3, what was the prior index on the commercial rate?
What year?
Can we come up with a figure on an index basis?
For which year?
Go ahead.
Year do you want to go back to?
How do I? If I change midstream and just give a special deal to Mr. Meyer, how do we...
Well, it's